very quickly, a very interesting Shiloh came up today in one of my WhatsApp groups that last week, Neres Yisrael began to say V'tein Talat Mar Tali Bracha. Custom is to start on the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan in Israel. But rain is perhaps detrimental to the war efforts. And the question was, is it proper to daven V'tein Talat Mar Tali Bracha in Israel right now when in fact it's detrimental to the army? So apparently, a number of poskim have said that they should, that it should still be said, Allah is still to say it, but in Shema Kolenu, people should add a tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do whatever it's best for Tzahal. And on the one hand, that's the tefillah that's of the moment, and following the protocol of the calendar. That was an interesting shaylah. Okay, so in terms of care for Orchim, Halacha Yud Gimel, and Perichas of Halichos Ben Adam Chaveru, says mitzvah on the Orchim, afilu yesh lahem mishartim ve'ozrim l'torach ba'atman bichvod ha'orchim. It's a mitzvah to for our host to serve the guests themselves and to do everything by themselves. Again, we said before, mitzvah bo yosef mibishulcho, that when it comes to Hachnasas Orchim, it's better for a person to do it themselves than to have somebody else do it for them. This is based on Avraham Avinu, that Avraham Avinu himself was involved. And the things that Avraham did, he was rewarded for. The things that Avraham did himself for the guests, for the three guests, he was rewarded for. So, footnote brings the, if it's Medrash or Gemara, that first of all, even though Avraham was sick from, he was ill from recovering from the Bris Milah, also a very important individual, so maybe that would be another reason for him to be pater. So the fact that he gave them lechem, that he gave them bread themselves, so Kadosh Baruch Hu rewarded his descendants with man. So that was a reward for Bnei Yisrael. On the other hand, when Avram says yukach na mat mayim, water should be brought for the guests, which means that he himself wasn't doing it. So the water, therefore, for Bnei Yisrael was given through a shaliach, right? So when the water was given through a rock instead of directly from heaven, so that's brought by Chazal. Okay. Yishla rechaz aorchim befanim ismachos beofen shalayir gishu atzmam kimam asa al bnei abayis. Guests should be received cheerfully in a fashion that they won't feel that they're a burden on others. Should give them everything they need. Should give them the utensils they need, their food, proper linen, etc. In the harvest, bedrar modos hakibud al yishol mer me'at v'lasos harbed. Shouldn't say to the guests a lot of things and sweet talk them, but say a little bit and do much. Also, based on the Medrash, that with Avraham Avinu, he said that I'm going to give you lechem, and then he provided them ben bakar rach fatov, that he gave them meat. Right? So the way of a fool would be to overpromise and to say I'm going to give you, fancy steaks and whatnot, and then not be able to deliver that. Way of a tzaddik is to. Not to show all your cards and to do whatever needs to be done, but without over promising and under delivering. Should be careful to maintain a pleasant environment when guests are over. This applies for any guests. Some of the halachas of Hachnas Orchim, again, we said applies particularly to travelers, people who don't have a place. Really, anytime we have guests over, we should ensure that it's a pleasant environment. Okay, and Litnos bifnei ha'oreach ha'sabayos shebavayis v'lo shatva b'dagos v'dvar mitzarim. So we shouldn't expose them to whatever conflicts are going on in the home and to the issues and to not discuss things that are distressing and anxiety provoking. K'dei she'yargish b'noach, you should feel comfortable in your home. En tzarich lomar she'en l'saper l'oreach kama tirchos tarchu avuro l'daber b'nochos ha'odos yoker ha'utzas ha'kibud. And don't need to say that one shouldn't tell the guest how much labor went into this and how burdensome it was and how expensive it was to provide for them. That obviously would make them feel bad and make them feel like a burden. That's not the spirit of Hakdasas Orchim. And the Shol Oreach B'Divrei Torah Halacha Emke Makim Bo She'yeda L'Hashiv. Shouldn't ask the guest to give a Dvar Torah or ask them a question, you know, because maybe the person won't have anything to say on the spot or won't know. Kadesh Shol Yibasha. We don't want to embarrass them. Kvoke Ein L'Daber B'Nochos Oreach B'Salfa She'ena Muvanes Lo. Shouldn't speak a language they don't understand. Likewise, people at home should not be whispering or hinting at things in a way that that the person who's being hosted feels left out. Right? So, whether it's speaking another language or just side conversations that make a guest feel left out, those things should be avoided. And finally, matzim la'oreach pama pamaim liskaved kagon bo v'chol. And so should suggest once or twice come and eat with us. Even if you don't think he's going to eat, you should suggest it. It's not considered gnevas das. So sometimes if you invite somebody to a wedding knowing that they're not going to be able to come, and you do it in such a fashion that's when you had really no intention of them coming. So that's a gnevas das, but if but it's derech eretz to invite them to eat, even if they don't have plans to eat. We shouldn't pressure the person to eat, especially if it's clear that they don't want to eat or they don't want to eat something specific. So you shouldn't pressure them. Especially if you don't have anything to give. So in that case, even if you know that the person's not going to eat, so that would be gnevas das. If I am a kasher, I'm a tzekel. Shabbat shalom, Zachary Israel.